I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Welcome to the Madison Mercantile for another Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. And Kim Maxwell joins us here, the barista. That's the break term, right, Kim?
Correct.
And oh, I got to turn you up here, Chris. Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Am I there? Say something.
There we go. It's my first day in radio. I got to push the right button.
Right. And, you know, and I was just a little bit late today, and Kim was here as usual. If anything needs doing, Kim will just step in and do it. And then just now, Paul, you probably decided you want to talk to Kim and not me, and so you didn't even turn on my mic.
No, I did. That's a good way to, you know. Okay.
Yes, fine. No, that's good.
I just thought I'd have Kim on because she made me announce. What did you make me, Kim?
That's our Earl Grey with raspberry.
And what?
Earl Grey with raspberry.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey tea. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's very Earl Grey tea. That's what Captain Picard drinks.
Okay.
Oh, he's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What is that?
And I'm having a little kombucha.
Oh, that's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, this is Island Mango. We carry a couple different kinds, the Island Mango and I think Superberry and a couple other kinds. So just good for your belly. They've got probiotics, prebiotics, all those biotics, whatever they are, they're good for your belly.
And Kim, what did you make me here? What is that
that I'm tasting? That is a cinnamon twist.
Oh, that's simple. Cinnamon twist. What was the other thing I had?
That was a blueberry scone.
A blueberry scone. That was fantastic.
Oh, good. That's
it goes
awesome.
Really good with the raspberry tea, too.
Well, hey, anything goes good. We have something sweet and something savory. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do here is a couple special things that you can't get in other places in town, like some scones and some of these fun teas and kombucha and stuff like that. So,
when is the coffee shop open?
7:30, Monday through Friday. It's open at 7:30 in the morning. 7:35 if I sleep in too late. It's always open on time if Kim's opening. But if I'm opening, sometimes we're a little late, you know?
Okay. But, Kim, well, what's the most popular thing at the coffee? What would you say the most popular thing is? Is there one popular thing?
I would say we sell the most lattes.
Yeah, probably vanilla lattes,
probably,
right?
Vanilla lattes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got me going on green tea now. I was a coffee drinker, but every time I come in here, I got to have this raspberry green tea. It's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, and I love coffee. I like plain coffee, like espresso, two shots. And Kim knows that if I'm grumpy in the morning, she makes sure she puts it in my hand right away. And then sometime in the afternoon, what I've been doing with my coffee is I make a collagen and protein drink, like a protein and collagen shake, and then I add two shots of espresso on top of it.
Nice.
So you're getting some of the good vitamins and collagen and protein, but you're getting that shot of caffeine as well.
What do you like, Kim? What's your favorite thing to drink here?
Oh, goodness. There's so many.
What's yours, Chris? Let Kim think.
Well, I like that, but I tell you, it's just plain old coffee. I got to tell you a story. Back in the long time ago when my mom and I had the coffee house down the street, the other Madison Mercantile, she would, when people would come in and they'd want some of that fancy coffee, she'd be like, why do you want to do that to your car? Why are you putting that stuff in there?
Amen, I agree.
And I'm like, Ma, that's how we make the money.
Okay.
So, no, people really like just vanilla lattes. And Kim and the other baristas come up with some really great ideas for specialty coffees, like for Mother's Day or whatever. But still to this day, one of the favorite specialty coffees is the Nutty Farmer.
The Nutty Farmer is very popular.
Yeah. Yeah, and that started when a particular Nutty Farmer came in and said, I've never had a latte. What should I have? And then he said, well, I like that, and I like that. And we put it together, and it became the Nutty Farmer.
Well, I think I've had that before. So what was yours, Kim? Did you come up with one?
Yeah, these days I've been very partial to the Topo Chico.
Plain old Mexican mineral water.
That's it?
Yeah.
Say that again. What's it called?
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico.
Yeah.
It's something I got addicted to in Texas. It's a mineral water, and it stays carbonated mineral water, but it stays fizzy for a long time. So it's one of those. It's real refreshing, and the fizz stays for a long time. And we make our Italian sodas with Topo Chico, and we're also experimenting with some other things with Topo Chico because it's just a very clean, fizzy drink that we all like.
All right, I'll have one of those to go.
Okay,
right.
Sounds good.
Kim, thanks for joining us. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Thanks for filling in for Chris here.
Because I'm late. Yeah, no, I was just a minute late, no big deal. But okay. No, Kim does a great job, as do all the baristas. You know, they just jump in where we're needed, and, you know, we have a new barista right now.
Oh, who's that?
So Danny Jimenez. And Danny's working on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. We have one of the other baristas is on vacation. So Danny hopped in to help, and, you know, he's a teacher. He's a music teacher, a percussionist. And from what I understand, he's like a world-class percussionist.
Oh,
so he's
wow.
going to be here on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. A lot of the kids know him because he used to teach up in Ortonville, and he's married to Nissa Jimenez, one of the other teachers out at Lacoparo.
Awesome.
So Danny is going to be making us coffees and doing some new stuff. He's also really good at social media and some of those other things, helping us get automated. But one of the exciting things is that he is a teacher, a music teacher, but and a drummer. So I'm hoping we have some kids doing drumming and percussion lessons here because Danny's going to be here all summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a lot.
Kim told me last weekend this place was packed.
Oh, man.
What band was here again?
What band? It was our own neighbors. You know, it was Hannah and David, you know, Dr. Hannah and her husband David, who are, unfortunately, good for them, not so for us. They're leaving to move to Colorado. And so they had formed a little band with David Roth. So it was Dr. Hannah and the two Davids. So they called their band Hannah and the D's.
Oh.
So they had a special celebration Friday or Saturday night, kind of throwing their own going away party. And as part of that, they raised money for the music program here at the Merck. And so I want to give a big shout-out to Hannah and David and David for raising almost $300 for
wow.
our music program and for having probably our biggest crowd we've had for music ever.
Wow.
I think we had over 100 people in this room.
You did, 100
we
people?
We did. It was crowded. It was crazy.
That's the best time.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun, and it was just joyous. There was little kids. Ages from 3 to 99 in this room. Well, maybe not 99, but pretty close.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun. And then the next big music thing we have is this coming Friday night. We have Kayla Daniels. And people around here have seen her before.
Yep.
But this way you can see her in a whole different light because it's more of a listening room experience. So she'll be here on Friday giving us some great music. Great musician. And it's going to be fun because it's kind of a country and sort of things that people are used to. The last couple bands we've had have been a little bit out there. They're a little bit jazz, a little bit dissonant, a little bit different. So we're going to do a couple kind of slide back into more of a country roots and rock kind of thing for the next couple months.
Awesome, awesome. That's when's Kayla going to be here again?
On Friday at 6:30.
This Friday night, 6:30.
On June 6th. So that should be fun. And then we've got a couple dates coming up where Charlie Roth is bringing up some friends from Texas again. The Flying A's will be here. There's an ad in the paper this week that'll tell you everything that's going on, from trivia to open mic to some of the music we have going on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and the other big thing we're doing is a couple of art events. Tomorrow night, Suzanne Fairchild's going to do a felting class at the Merck, and you can give us a call if you have a question about that. And then we're starting our kids' art series on Fridays. So Fridays from Friday mornings, I think it's 10 to 12. I hope I'm not lying, but someone from the Arts Council every Friday through summer is teaching a different class. So there'll be painting classes, drawing classes, some jewelry, some sculpture, all of that. And then hopefully we'll culminate with a show of some of the things the kids have made. And in that vein, we're also working a lot with the new 4-H director here in Lacoparo, Hannah Thompson. She is so excited to do art classes, life skill classes, cooking classes, all those kind of things associated with 4-H in our space.
Right, so, here at the Merck.
Yep, we're going to form a great partnership with 4-H. I'm excited about that.
That's awesome. Talk about the farmer's market. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we are going to kick off the farmer's market this Wednesday. I know people don't have stuff to bring yet to the farmer's market, but we're going to start it anyway from 3 to 6 on Wednesdays. And this Wednesday, if you are a vendor, a maker or a producer or a vendor, and you want to sign up for the markets or learn more about it or help us understand what you need to be successful, come on down from 3 to 6 on Wednesday, and we'll all sort of build this market together. Our goal is to have a weekly market that's not just a table with some vegetables, but also music and some handmade craft items and just kind of a fun-filled sort of atmosphere for everybody. And I'd encourage people to come down, even if they're not looking for something at the market. Maybe you just want to meet a friend. It's a good time to come and hang out.
Yeah. And homegrown stuff. Local.
Homegrown, local, but also handmade. So if you are making bread or some kind of oils from scratch or things like that, just come and talk to us, and we'll see if it's something that will fit with the market concept.
Okay. I was noticing your shelf over here, you have some oils there. You got green tea.
We got
local stuff over there.
Well, one of the things we highlight is the Sandhill Mill products we have here. You know, Brittany and Peter Haugen's mill. There's other millers in the area that have gotten together and started a small grains cooperative. The mill has some beautiful flours to bake with, some wheat berries, some flaxseed, all those great things. And if you go online and see what they have, they can deliver it here to the Merck for you to pick up if you'd like. It's the same price here as it would be online.
Okay,
so,
great.
So, yeah, come on in and get some, support your local miller.
All right.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, we're trying to kick off some fresh lunch specials. So, you know, over the winter, we did some great soups, but it's not really soup weather today, is it?
No, it's not. Definitely not.
No, this is ice cream weather.
I had a salad at lunch, though.
Yeah, that's what we need. So we're putting together what we're calling Lacopara Lunchables.
Nice.
Kind of. So you know what a Lunchable is? It's got a couple different things in a package that you can put together.
Yep.
So we are doing something similar with local products. So we'll have wheat berries from Sandhill Mill. We'll have some rice in there for the gluten-free folks, some veggies, something sweet. So our goal is to provide basically a salad kit at lunchtime that's grab and go.
Nice.
And you can have one that's gluten-free or one that has gluten breads and crackers and things in them. But we're looking for ideas. We're looking for things you want included in that sort of lunch box, if you want to call it, because that's one of the things we need in the summer, some nice, cool takeaway grab-and-go lunch that you can eat at your desk or sit here with a friend at the Merck.
Yeah. When I come in at noon hour here, there's a number of people always just sitting around visiting.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. That's one of the major goals of the space here. We want people to come in and grab a coffee and run to work or whatever, but one of our big goals is to get people to sit and talk to each other. And not everybody can do that during the day. So we're going to have some extended evening hours in the summer. We're not quite sure what's going to happen yet. But we want people to have the time and space to come in and sit in the air conditioning, meet a friend, have some lunch, have some coffee. Today we had a couple of young families walk in with their kids. They were all set to go to the pool, but the pool closed because of the weather.
Oh!
So we had a bunch of little kids running around in swimsuits, upset about the pool. But we at least had some toys and games for them to play.
You should put a pool in the Merck.
Well, yeah, sure.
A little kiddie pool.
Dig a hole right now. But no, I think the summer is going to be fun. We've got a lot of plans for Dragon Fest and for farmers markets and some great music events and collaborating with other organizations to add a Merck spin to what they're doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be a busy summer. I can feel it.
Yep. This is an amazing place. I say this every show, Merck. Chris, you do a great job here.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And you couldn't do this without, first, the baristas. They're just fabulous. But also volunteers. You know, we have people coming in and just saying, hey, is there something I could do to help? And we're going to formalize that process a little bit. We're going to have some volunteer hours and times and projects over the summer. So if you got some time to give or some particular passion you're interested in, let us know. We could probably find something for you to do.
Okay. And when's the Madison Merck open?
We are open 7:30 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:30 to 7, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we have a lot of special evening events coming up in the next few months. So take a look. We post everything on our Facebook page, but not everybody has Facebook.
Right.
So feel free to give us a call if you're curious about the hours.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for another Coffee at the Merck. It was fun.
Thank you, Paul. Sorry I was late.
Yeah, that's all right. Kim did a great job.
Oh, she does a great job at everything.
All right.
Thanks,
Talk
Paul.
To you next time. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Chris Shelston, that's another Coffee at the Merck.